Yeah. True.
Two chains. I am smoking on that gas. Life should be on Cinemax movie. Bought my boo bigger, bigger than a bigger air. Who he's not, I smoke strong, not pie. Louis V's in my archives. Black diamonds are part-time. Bread up my top down. On the block with a block out. Hit your ass with that block out. Dope enough to go in your nostril. I take your girl and kidnap her. Beat her to my mattress. But skeleton in my closet. It's probably when he dead and rapper. He's probably when he don't try me, I'll pour that fire. Got your car note in my cup. And your rent in my swisher. So good, I miss you. Gang's so vicious. And all I get is cheese. Like I'm taking pictures.
I say, unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real won't miss you. No lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they die. What up? Two chains and champagne. You want true? That's true enough. Yeah. Forbes list like a year. My office is my tour bus. Yeah. She came through. She brought food. She got. She knew what's up. She think I'm the realest out, and I say, damn, that makes two of us. Damn. Oh, that look like what's her name? Chances are it is what's her name. Chances are if she was acting up, then I f the ones and never f again. She could have a Grammy, I still treat that like a nominee. Just need to know what that push like, so one time it's fine with me. Yeah. Young as an intern, with money like I built the shoe. Streets talking that confirm, go ask them who just catch you. Stay keeping my cup full, so I'm extra charged like a state tax. Me and Chains go way back, we don't talk, we just say facts. Yes, Lord. I say, unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real won't miss you. No lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Name it. That won't summer, I'll rap his ass, I'll trap his ass. Put his ass in a plastic bag with his trash ass. Take him out, bring him in, them whole things. Tupac without a nose ring. Thug life, one wife, a mistress, and a girlfriend. I did what they say I wouldn't. Went where they say I couldn't. YSL belt buckle. Y'all show it looking. Y'all show it lucky. Two chains on my rugby. Left hand on that steering wheel. Right hand on that bike.
Yeah. I say, unless I'm with you, if I take you out of the picture, I know real won't miss you. No lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Hello, HCC. This is your host, Alona. You are listening at hawkradio.primestream.com, the official radio station for HCC. Now, thank you for tuning in to the Alona Show. This is going to be our last radio show for the semester. And I don't want it to be anything. Like, I just want to talk about life. I don't know if it's just me, but life has been lifing lately, and it's a lot of, I've been experiencing a lot of setbacks, a lot of insane things, but life must go on, right? I know for last week I talked about energy, but I felt like I was going in all over, I was talking about, I was trying to talk about a topic and I tend to kind of slip from the topic, like get sidetracked, because I want to talk about so much things, especially you know, you guys already know I am so passionate about talking about energy and stuff. And it's just so many material that I want to say all at once. And, you know, when you jangle all so many words, sometimes it doesn't really make sense. Though it makes sense in your head, but it doesn't make sense when you say it out loud. And so, that's what happened. So I wasn't really as happy with the outcome, but yeah, so that's what had. So yeah, that's what we talk about. Definitely, I need to work on really just researching more and trying to like come up with how I can make it more engaging. There are, you know, I think when I started this radio show at the beginning of the semester, I remember really stressing out about how I can make it perfect. And I remember losing so much sleep just so I can finish my script. I remember, like, I think by the 8th week of radio show, I just stopped creating script. But I remember I was doing that for weeks. I was creating script, trying to come up with something really I think would be interesting in about, you know, if people are interested in, you know, metaphysical. And I remember having a hard time trying to meet the word counts, because I know that in order for me to finish up like a whole hour of me, you know, doing radio show, just talking and probably doing music breaks and stuff, I need to meet at least 4,000 word counts. Yeah. And I have to make sure that I talk in such a slow pace, such as, you know, talking this way, so that way people can understand what I'm talking about, because I am very insecure with my accent. I know sometimes, even now, I do have an accent, but I know that when I get really, really nervous, my accent just comes out really thick. And at the beginning of this radio show, whenever I listen back to myself, I would like the segment, I would like the episode for that day, but the only thing that I would catch myself criticizing, you know, is my accent, because I get to just, I don't know, I just get really insecure about my accent. I just want to have like American accent. So I think it's easier for people to kind of understand when you do have that accent. But that's just my opinion. And so that is the look back on what I, how much I've improved talking here. I feel like this kind of helped me to be more vocal. I notice how I tend to be more talkative. I'm generally talkative with people who are close to me, but when I'm in front of strangers or like people that I barely know, I don't really talk as much, which is really surprising, because people think that, you know, my friends, my family thinks I'm just really, you know, because I'm a Gemini and I talk so much. People think I just talk, and people from my country, back in my country, they know that I'm a very, very talkative person. Like when from the beginning of the class to the ending, I'm talking about from 7 a.m. to like, I think class finish at 4 p.m. I mean, school finish at 4 p.m. From 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., all I did was talk. I barely listened to the teacher. And so, I don't know, for some reason, when the pandemic happened, I think that happened to every one of us, I kind of just went mute when it comes to strangers. I think also because we change, we mature, we grow, and so I kind of become more selective when it comes to who I talk to, when it comes to things that I want to talk about, especially when it comes to metaphysical stuff. I tend to, sometimes I still catch myself, you know, yapping around. When, for example, I meet a stranger, especially at work, you know, I'm a server, and I tend to kind of try to be as engaging as possible, because that's where my tips come from. So whenever I would meet a customer who are, you know, I got the hint that they are into astrology or something, I tend to just, like, I would stay there for, like, minutes, even though I still have other tables to take care of. So I still tend to get talkative, but not as much as when I was younger. And so I feel like being in this, you know, doing this radio show, it helped me kind of in a way. It helped me a lot to become more vocal and work on my throat chakra, if you guys are familiar with the chakras. Because I remember when I was back in Fort Lauderdale, there was like this girl, she's a very spiritual person, and she has this pendulum which can tell you what chakra is blocked in your system. And so she told me my throat chakra is really, like, it's blocked, meaning it's, if I want to speak up for myself, I don't really do that. Or if I want to say something, I don't really say it, you know, straight up. And it makes sense, because I notice how I tend to just not speak up for myself. I'm so scared to speak up for myself. But when I started, you know, doing this radio show, I talk so much, and it kind of built up my confidence in a way to kind of start talking, even though I still have a lot to work on when it comes to speaking up for myself. I realize I tend to be more argumentative when it's necessary, because before I just shut down. So in a way, really, this internship, radio show internship, helps me so much internally. And I would never imagine myself being more comfortable in front of this microphone. When I started, you know, if you guys remember, I know Joel has been listening to me since day one. So he noticed how nervous I was at the beginning, and now I'm just all chill and relaxed, and I don't really kind of put too much pressure anymore with myself that I need to talk about this, or oh my god, there's so many more, like, time left, and I feel like I'm running out of things to talk about. I just let it flow, and I kind of just, you know, whatever comes to my mind, I would try to speak it. And yes, so let's go on a music break. I will be talking about something really interesting that happened, and so many things that I realized over the past few days, or it's been a week since something happened. And it's crazy how when we take so much downtime, it gives us time to kind of self-reflect, and you realize, like, life in general. This is gonna be like, I don't know if this is gonna be a really sad episode, I wouldn't say, but it's gonna be really something like life. So let's go on a music break, and we'll see you then.
I remember the day, even wrote down the day that I fell for you. Now it's crossed out and weighed, but I still can't forget if I wanted to. And it drives me insane, think I'm hearing your name everywhere I go. But it's all in my head. It's just all in my head.
but you won't see me break. Call you up in 3 days or send you a bouquet, saying it's a mistake. Drink my troubles away, one more glass of champagne, and you know I'm the first to say that I'm not perfect, and you're the first to say was just fine. How I tried to be great for you. I'm flawed by design, and you love to remind me no matter what I do. But you won't see me break. Call you up in 3 days, or send you a bouquet, saying it's a mistake. Drink my troubles away, one more glass of champagne, and you know.
Okay, you were just listening Here's Your Perfect by Jamie Miller, and that song is really has a deeper meaning to it for me. Anyways, you're listening at, I mean, thank you for tuning back into the Alona Show. I'm sorry, my mind went blank. Thank you for tuning back into the Alona Show. This is your host, Alona, and you're listening at hawkradio.primastream.com, the official radio station for HCC. Now, okay, so this is going to be really heavy because I'm really going through so much things in life. And I feel like I want to use this as a way to vent it out. Anyway, have you guys ever wondered sometimes how we are, or who we are, or what would life would be like if it weren't for our traumas in our childhood, if we didn't experience any some sort of childhood trauma? Like, what would it be like to make a decision based on just, you know, logic? Do you think it would be... Because I know I went through a lot of emotional trauma, especially when I was younger. And, you know, to this date, I didn't even know, like, when I was a teenager and, you know, probably 3 years ago, I didn't exactly think about the kind of childhood trauma I had. I thought I was normal. And then I think when you reach the age of 25, they said that's when you reach, like, when your frontal lobe is fully developed. So I feel like that's the reason why when you hit a certain age, which is when you hit 25, your point of view in life kinds of it's kind of takes a different path, I would say, or like different view in life. You would have a different view in life. You would start to think about what you need to do, you know, you worry about your future and so much more. And so recently I just went through a breakup, and it makes me wonder of so many things that I've done, you know, choices in life. And I'm really, really proud of myself for being able to handle that emotional thing much better compared to probably a year ago or 2 years ago. I know for a fact that I didn't handle this kind of things, especially when it comes to emotions, because you guys already know your girl is very emotional. I am all emotions. I feel like I was put in this world to study about emotions and make people understand emotions, and that's probably why I'm so fascinated with energy, because energy is all about where you put your attention to, and whatever you focus on is where your energy goes. And so when we form these thoughts, it's always attached with an emotion. So I feel like I was put in this world to educate people about our triggers, because our triggers links to an emotion. And so when I got hit by a reality that, all right, this is really over, like, you know, I just had like a, I couldn't help but look back at the things that I went through with different people, you know, friendship wise, romantic wise. There's just so many, I've experienced so many emotional trauma from my parents, friends, and ex-boyfriends. But I think that is the reason why I am very, very emotional, and like I appreciate small gestures a lot. Now, normally when people go through a fresh breakup, people take it differently. People kind of, how to say this, they handle it differently. Everyone handles breakup differently. There are people who are more into logic and more grounded, like, you know, and I admire those kind of people. They deal with the emotion, they are aware of the emotion, but they don't really sit and suffer. Well, for me, on the other hand, when I am feeling emotion, that's all I focus on. And so when I focus on that emotion, and that the heartbreak emotions is not a good emotion, right? It's a bunch of sadness, anger, I would say, and frustrations. And, you know, like the ego is playing a big role on it. And so like that's where I focus all my energy. So the emotion would be so intense. And that is why, you know, a few years ago, when I would go through a heartbreak or a breakup, it's always so pathetic. And that is the right word, really, because if I could just go back in time and look at and talk to my younger self how she's handling people's rejection, I would smack her in the face. Like, girl, get over it. That is so unattractive. Get up and just focus on yourself, because most of the time you're not going to feel the same way months from now. And so when I was, you know, talking or having this conversation with Joelle, you know, we needed to go on a break again. It was pain. It was painful. It was sad, because it's another thing that you just, it's a feeling, it's an emotion, a lot of emotion. But at the same time, it's like, you know, when you needed to do something, like deep in your core, it had to, like, so it's like you feel sad, but at the same time, you understand why it's happening. So I think that's where the heart and the brain comes into play, because, you know, you feel like it's very uncomfortable. It's so unknown. You know, you've been with, especially if you've been with the same person for so many years, you guys created so many memories together, and then one day you look at them, you stare at them, it's like, wow, I am not going to, like, it's like the vision of you spending the rest of your life with that person kind of just faded, like it disappeared, because you guys for a fact knows you guys needed to do this in order for you to grow. Now, so many people are saying you guys can grow together. Listen, I think a lot of people would stress that enough, that if you guys are, you know, really want to be together, you guys are going to make it work. It's easier said than done, because I feel like we've done so many ways to kind of really work it out. And there's really no way of being with a person when you are lost yourself, you know. And I feel like both of us need a lot of work. We need to do a lot of work individually. Thankfully, we are still there for each other. It's you know how some breakup would be like, yeah, get out and, you know, take your stuff and get out of my face. You know, like it's ugly. It's ugly breakup. But thankfully, me and Joel have this connection where we both know that we just need to work on ourselves, but we're gonna make it less stressful for each other. It's especially with the economic, you know, our economic situation nowadays, with the inflation going on, it's just so hard to kind of make a change overnight for your life. And so I'm really grateful for him for making things much easier for us to transition into whatever we're even gonna embark on. And I'm grateful for him. I think that is why I'm sad, but at the same time, I'm grateful for him, because it could have been worse. Like, you know, he's not like the other man that you see out there that just, yeah, get out my face, I don't want to see your face, get out of my house, I don't care what you got going on, get out, you know, those kind of people. He is not. Thankfully, he's very understanding and caring. He cares about me, I know that for sure, because if he doesn't, he wouldn't be even doing, you know, making it, he's not gonna help me making things less stressful. So that's that. And I feel like he's my best friend. He's my best friend, and the kind of foundation that we built for this relationship is just great. And I think that's why there's like respect there. I know but like, this is just a reflection of on my part, because he's been really great with handling his emotions and, you know, things like this. I was more the immature one when it comes to dealing with emotions. Like, when I'm angry, I'm really, really angry. When I'm sad, I'm really, really sad. I get to do, like, you know, whatever kind of negative emotion I would feel at a current situation, it would fester, and kind of like, it's like a disease that would spread all over my body, and so that would become my energy. So thankfully, I've done so much work with myself that it really surprised me how great I've been handling life so far. Like, you guys already know, I went through such a miserable week with my arm being so just in pain, so much in pain, and that kind of put me in a place or in a situation where I'm just really stuck at home, and I was so bored out of my mind. And you know, when you're not doing so much, when you're not busy, when you're not, when you have nothing going on and you're just at home, all you have left to do is just really think about your life and think about your past. And I know it's not a really great thing to just sit on it for a while, but it's a good thing to kind of sometimes look back where you were before and compare your life to now. And even though, you know, when you reminisce your past situations, you get sad because it's like, before it was so easy, before, how come life is so hard now? But at the same time, you kind of feel proud in a way because you've come so far in life and you're here now, and now you can do this, you can do that. And even though I was stressing out because, you know, I was stuck at home, I couldn't work, and so I didn't have money, you know, I was, instead of thinking how can I afford stuff if I'm not working, you know, and I was worried about, you know, just money in general. And but then instead of thinking about money or where am I gonna get that, I was grateful that I have savings to support myself when I'm not able to make money, you know. So it's all about just mindset, I would say. And I feel like that is the kind of the big highlight of the month of April up to now. Oh my gosh, I think that is the highlight of it all, to kind of really, your perspective kind of just plays such a big role when you're dealing with so much in life. Because it's so easy to just dwell on negative emotions. It's so easy to just think so negative and feel sorry for yourself, you know, think of it, because it's crazy, because our brain kind of just automatically do that. Like, how come our brain don't just automatically think about positive stuff, you know? Why do we have to force ourselves to think positive in order for us to feel sane? It's like, why? I don't understand. I think I do understand. It's because of life, like how we grew up, the kind of environment we grew up in, how everything was taught to us. And also our brain kind of just protects us from any kind of danger that it might be presented. Embarrassment and shame and fear counts as a danger in you know, how our brain perceives it. But anyway, so I think the whole highlight of what has been happening to me is to just really, instead of thinking, oh my God, you know, I need to stop working for a few weeks and not make money, and now how am I gonna make money, like, because I'm in so much pain now, I have medical bills and all, I can just sit at home and think about how everything is just going wrong. But I had to, I'm really proud how I can, and I'm grateful that I have this kind of mentality or personality where even though I see the negative things, I have the ability to kind of change that perspective and see it as, this is just a delay, you know, me getting that tendonitis was a delay, maybe because I need to, maybe the universe wants me to just chill at home, even though I was in so much pain. Maybe it's protecting me from something else. Maybe if I spend so much days and time and days being outside, maybe something, you know, worse could happen. We don't know that, but you know, it's all about perspective. Like, again, it's all about perspective. I think that is the whole lesson of what has been going on with me over the past few weeks, and it's just insane. I really want to blame the Mercury in retrograde plus the solar eclipse of that, but it is what it is. And also, it helps to just kind of see things in a different perspective. I mean, you can control how you want to think about stuff. I could think about, you know, oh my God, I didn't work for three weeks. I don't have money. And now my boyfriend and I need to, you know, go on a break. What's going to happen to us? What's going to happen? You know, I could just go on and think about how everything is just going wrong. And on top of that, I have this debt that I need to work on. And it's a lawsuit against me that I need to deal with. And there are just so many reasons for me to just curse everybody out, curse everything out. You know, I could have just, there, I have so many reasons to just blame everything in life, but I'm not gonna do that, because the only thing we can actually control is our mind. And I know that for sure. Sometimes in life, we tend to, like, even though we want to think positive, it's so, so hard. But what are you actually going to accomplish if you're just going to keep suffering with your own misery, you know? And it's everything is probably not going the right way, or like how I want it to go. But that is just, like, you know, when I had the time to sit down with myself and just really think about life, that is life. Life is really just suffering, but it's your choice to suffer. So we get thrown so many rocks in life, and you know, I don't know about you, but for me, when I look back at the things that I went through, you know, how many obstacles I overcome, and then I'm faced with so much, like, I'm faced with so many things, I kind of just, like, feel so proud of myself for hanging in there and actually, like, you know, seeing more light than the dark, you know what I mean? And oh my God, what is that? And also, on top of my arm getting tendonitis, I burnt my skin. Yeah. So another reason for me to just really be so negative. But for some reason, I think, despite of it all, I really think I'm handling everything so well. And even though it was so hard to not to think, you know, about our stress in life, just life in general, our responsibilities, and it's been so hard to just really meditate, because especially when you're a Mercury sign, which is Gemini and Virgo, you kind of spend so much time in your head. You think about so many things, and imagine that. So really, I think that is why meditation helps a lot. But sometimes it's just so hard to kind of just sit still. But one thing that kind of helped me, though, is to just really take a very intentional deep breath. And it helps to kind of relax, you know, relax your body. When you feel anxiety because you're stepping into the unknown, I'm stepping into the unknown. I don't know about you, but I feel like the reason why everything right now is going on is because this chapter of my life is closing. And I think the reason why this radio show kind of, I would say meaningful for me, is because this is my last day doing this radio show for this semester. I don't know if I would still, you know, do another radio show in the future. And because sometimes I change my mind every second. So sometimes I don't want to do it. Sometimes maybe I would. But we're going to focus on just this semester. So this is going to be my last day doing a radio show for this semester. And a chapter of my life is taking its, how I say this, is closing, I would say. And I can actually feel like a shift of energy that something is coming. I'm not talking about like apocalypse or something, okay? I'm talking about my life, my energy. And the more I get deeper into, I noticed this too, the more I get deeper into knowing spirituality, metaphysical, the more I get faced with so much challenges. And I know when things is, when things feels like it's falling apart, I know it's just the end of another chapter, and that is, and that also means I'm gonna get through another spiritual awakening. So, and for your information, if you're into spirituality and you know about spiritual awakening and stuff, as a human we always go through different kinds of awakening, and that's how we change different kinds of perspective every time. So a year and after year, when you won't stop learning about life and just, you know, life in general, you would notice how your perspective kind of change over the years. And I am the prime example for that. You know, it's really mind-blowing how I talk like this right now, and how great I've been handling life, especially when it comes to emotion. Like, I'm really proud of myself. I think that is the benefit of learning what energy really means, and that is especially for emotional people like me, because it really, learning energy and stuff, kind of, it's like a guide. It's like it kind of makes life much easier for you to understand. And so whenever you're faced with something, whatever that may be, say for example something really traumatic in your life happened, and so when something traumatic happens, it's associated with such an intense emotion, whatever that is, that maybe fear, maybe anxiety, maybe sadness, like a sadness that you cannot comprehend, or like your brain cannot comprehend. It's like a pain, really painful experience. And you know, majority of people tend to make decisions based on whatever emotion we are feeling at that moment. And so whenever you're going through so much, you know, such hard things in life, you become more aware of your emotions, because you understand, now that you understand energy in a different perspective, you understand that those emotions are just energy emotions. And you know, when you are feeling this intense emotion, you tend to just really focus on that. So say for example you just broke up with your significant other, or like you caught your significant other cheating on you, for example, and you guys broke up, you know, you exchange so much words, you know, curse each other, hate each other. And as day goes by, all you think about is what that person did to you. And because it hurt your ego, it hurt you, and you know for a fact that you didn't deserve to get cheated on. And so you think about so many, all these things in your head, like, how could you do this to me? Like, you know, how could this person do this to me? I did this for him, I did this for her, and now why would you, like, you know, cheat on me or something like that? And so that those thoughts that runs through your head is where you put your energy and where you put your focus on, and where you place your focus, your attention or your focus is where you put your energy. And now you are in this really low vibration frequency. And yeah, and then every day you wake up, that's all you think about, that's the kind of energy you walk with. And I know it's easier said than done to just, you know, forget about your emotion. I'm not saying forget about it. You can always, it's your emotions are always valid, don't get me wrong. It's okay to feel angry, it's okay to feel resentful, but do not sit on it for a while, because it's going to destroy you in a way. And instead of focusing on, you know, instead of saying or like focusing on how you do not deserve or how dare this person cheat on you, you know, you're like this very I don't know, maybe like you are the greatest person on earth, and so how could this person cheat on you, right? Instead of looking at it that way, you could like look at it as, oh, that person has so much insecurity and they're just really stupid. I'm sorry, but like you can look at it at that, and you know you are such a great person, and so you're like, I'm so much better than that. Like, you know, you understand that you do not deserve to get cheated on. And so you kind of just detach yourself. And what I mean by detach, like you're energetically detaching yourself from that person because they're not just worth your energy. You know, your energy should be focused on you, how you can love yourself and how you can just see yourself on a different way. Because sometimes I know this happens a lot when we get cheated on. We a lot of girls, especially girls, a lot of girls think about what was wrong with me, or not. It's not even about cheating. Maybe if your partner broke up with you, and so you question all these things in your head, like, why, what is wrong with me, what was lacking, was there someone, you know, did you find someone better than me, or like, was I not enough? You know, you question yourself, you question your worth, you question your value, and that's where you put your energy on. And it's so sad how a lot of girls are not aware when they do this to them, because when someone decided to leave you, it's not a you problem. That person probably has a lot of things going on. Maybe if that person cheated on you, they really have a major insecurity, and I can tell you that. And when someone cheats on you, it's lowest of the low, and you really don't deserve that kind of thing. But if a person decided to, like, just, you know, hey, I really just need to work on myself, and I know this because I was like this before. When a partner told me, hey, I need to, I think we need to break up because I need to work on myself. And even though they told you that they just need to really work on themselves, you create different kinds of scenarios. As a girl, you kind of create this different kinds of scenarios in your head and think that, oh, he probably found someone better. Maybe he's just saying that, he's lying to me, he's cheating on me, and you create all these things that are non-existent. And so you kind of focus on that idea that is not, you don't know this, but your brain is, for some reason, is telling you that is probably what happened, but in reality, it's not. So I feel like that's understanding that whatever you kind of create in your head is your fault. You know, if that person told you they need to work on themselves, just take it as it is. They probably just need to work on themselves. Now, you don't have to sit in the corner and dwell on, oh my God, he broke up with me. Maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe this, maybe that. No, you just take their words as is and focus on yourself. And I feel like that's what kind of, I think that's what I've been really taking it as. I could have, when me and Joel had that conversation that we just really need to grow, I could have just, like, you know, went back to my old habits and, you know, overthink about so many things, like, oh, this man, he wants a break, so maybe he wants to flirt around, maybe this guy wants to, like, meet other girls. But that's me. If I would do that to myself, that's me putting myself in a suffering situation. Like, why would I do that to myself, you know? And it's not reality. It's so far from reality. It's my brain creating that reality by assuming things that are non-existent. Now, if he's really doing things like, you know, doing those things, and he's just not telling me, that's on him. That's really none of my business. He is his own person. He is his own person. He has to have this freedom to make a thing for himself, because he is his own person. And I feel like when I got in a relationship with him, you know, I think in a relationship, we kind of tend to just think that, you know, we need to control them, and it's they are us, and they shouldn't stop this and that. But the thing is, when you are in a relationship with someone, they are just your person, another person that will support you, but they have their own they should have their own free will to do stuff. If they decided to, you know, do whatever, that's on them. Now you're in control of what you're gonna do about it. So, you know, I feel like this is what a lot of people don't get when it comes to relationships, not just romantic, friendship wise and stuff. And yeah, so it's I feel like, oh wow, I went really off on that. But I feel like that's what kind of, that's my perspective about all the things that's happening in my life right now, whether that be me not working yet because of my arm, and dealing with relationship problems, and dealing with lawsuit problem. I feel like I could have just think about the worst case scenario, but I'm not doing that, because it's, the things that I create in my head are non-existent. I worry, yes, don't get me wrong. I worry, I get anxiety, I stress, but I'm not going to, it's just there. It's present, I'm aware, I watch it. But at the same time, I'm just surrendering everything to whatever happens, happens. You know, I know I'm still in a great place. Oh my God, life is just life. And you know, my brain, my mind doesn't know the difference between what my reality is and what I, you know, what I imagine. Imagination versus reality. So maybe my reality is so many things is going on, but I don't have to think that way. I can just be delusional and think like I'm in the present moment, I'm in front of the of this thing, I'm working on myself, I'm whatever, I'm going, maybe I'm working out, so I'm focused on that. Like, you know, one focus at a time, I would say, or like one activity at a time to help you kind of ease your mind. Also, whenever I get overwhelmed, like when I can't control my thoughts sometimes, I grab a book. I would read a book, a novel, okay? A novel, self-help sometimes, self-help, I tend to like listen more on podcasts instead of reading. I read self-help books, but I tend to lean more on audio, on podcasts. But reading novels help a lot because it takes me out, it makes my brain, you know, go, you know, my imaginations go wild. And I hope you guys kind of learned something from what I've been talking about. I know I was going all over the place again, but yeah, that's life. And I think we get thrown so many rocks at us, and every time it just gets harder and harder. I feel like these things happen because we just need to learn our lesson or something, like whatever we need to learn. And obviously there's just so many things that we need to learn more. And yeah, so I think that would be it for today. I don't know how to feel about this last episode. I think I would do this again, maybe, but in a different, I don't know. I change my mind every time, so I really don't know. So for now, this is a goodbye. This is my last episode for this semester. It was really, really fun to do this. And it's insane how none of it felt forced. Maybe I was overthinking some of, you know, my previous radio show because I wanted it to be just perfect. But I've come a long way. I don't know how many episodes I've done. Maybe 12, 13. But there's really a huge improvement here. I would tell that to myself. I don't need anyone's opinion, but I think I really I had the huge improvement, and I've become more comfortable in front of the microphone. And yeah, and it's amazing. It's such an amazing experience. I would never ever forget this. Maybe I would start my own podcast, I don't know. But yes, this was fun, and I'm really, really grateful for it. Anyone listening. And yeah, so you guys, good luck and have fun.
If I do say so myself, hold up, stumble all in the house, time to back up all of that mouth that you had all in the car, talking about you the baddest thus far, talking about you be repping that third. I wanna see all the shit that I heard. No, I slink Clint Eastwood, hope you can handle this curve. Four plague in a foyer, love my Warhol, slit your panties right to the side, ain't got the time to take jaws off on sight. Catch a charge, I might beat the box up like Mike. In 97, I fight. I'm Ike. Turn up, baby. No, I don't play. Now eat the cake. Anime, said eat the cake. Anime, I'm nice. For y'all to reach these heights, you're gonna need G3, 4, 5, 6 flights. Sleep tight. We sex again in the morning. Your breasts is my breakfast. We going in. We be all night.
daddy, daddy, I want you.